Revelatory requirement. The only true way to receive the Comforter promised by Jesus is directly from the source. Until we turn away from all material sense and awaken to the living presence of divine love, we deny the science of being. Jesus said, "The Comforter, whom the Father will send in my name, he shall teach you all things." Jesus then offered a time frame for its first appearance. "This generation shall not pass till all these things be fulfilled." 6 decades later, St. John was lifted up to behold the understanding of Christ. At the moment of departure from the things of this world, and face to face with one like unto the Son of Man, John fell at his feet as dead. When one is facing the divine prototype of life, all false beliefs about life are given up. It is important to note that John's spiritual senses enabled him to witness ascended consciousness without dying. His resurrected vision bypassed physical death. The unveiling of Jesus Christ that John experienced is not a one-time historical event. It is a requirement for each one of us to demonstrate. Beyond hope, beyond belief, beyond faith, we must realize life, truth, love as all in all. Thankfully, it is not a requirement that we repeat the torture of the crucifixion if we follow Jesus' commands faithfully. We all must witness how mortal mind destroys itself in order to lose all faith in it. But we do not have to attach ourselves to that which is being destroyed. Remember how Enoch was translated? He was freed from the trammels of personal sense and left no trace of a material body. Ignorance of God's omnipotent presence incites the fear that produces all the discord on earth. Hatred of God and hatred of the truth of spiritual man is the sin called mortal mind and physical sense. Although the temple of God is eternal, we must each witness that temple restored to its eternal glory through growth in Christian Science. The new wine, inspiration of love, must be poured into new bottles, spiritual and immortal forms of beauty and goodness. This transformation is not a faint hope or a wishful fantasy. Each of us will see ourselves in the divine light, wearing the crown of rejoicing. "Thy will be done" means that divine will is all in all. Prophetic scripture is to be fulfilled in each one of us. Nothing but the absolute consecration of thought, energy, and desire focused on this holy purpose will prepare us for this necessary apocalyptic realization and save the world and mankind from the dire effects of sin, hypocrisy, death, and hell. Every hour of delay makes the struggle more severe. Saint John was in the Spirit on the Lord's Day. Let us follow his example by having our mental house thoroughly furnished in preparation for the appearance of the Comforter.